The Grameen Bank in Bangladesh is a groundbreaker. It lends almost exclusively to women, and its small business loans are almost always paid back. Mohammed Yunus is the bank's founder and a hero in his country. Grameen was the first to lend on a grand scale to poor, aspiring entrepreneurs in the developing world. The venture into microcredit won Yunus and his bank the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006.
Fantastic news. We all very excited about the good news. It has excited everybody in Bangladesh and also the people who are involved in microcredit around the world.
Melissa Carrier at the University of Maryland says Grameen's microfinancing has expanded the concept of entrepreneurship.
Certainly, Grameen Bank has given legitimacy to those types of microfinancing, microloans, if you will, to local villagers. And so the idea of entrepreneurship now is about doing for yourself. It's about raising chickens and having cows and knitting scarves and being able to feed your family.
Margaret Oku runs a market stall in Nairobi, Kenya. She is benefiting from low-interest microloans from her village cooperative.
The cooperative has recently increased its limit so that you can borrow 80,000 shillings. And if you take out that big a loan, you'll really see your business grow.
In Kenya's post-election violence, Okuth's stall was destroyed, but co-op loans allowed her to rebuild and also balance her business with her other job as a wife and mother of 12. Now the Grameen model is being promoted by big lenders like the World Bank in its discussions with developing countries. Dalia Khalifa is a business specialist at the World Bank's International Finance Corporation. She says women in African countries face special issues.
Oftentimes we have seen, and especially there's been some analysis done in African countries, women are not given the same consideration as men when they go to apply for a loan.
That was the case in Egypt. Hoda Galal Yassa is one of Cairo's leading female entrepreneurs. She says women in the Arab world face a formidable barrier.
Everybody looks at them like good secretary, good assistant. Maybe she can cook very well and make it something from cooking or something like that. But to be a businesswoman, especially in the industrial field, it wasn't easy or acceptable easily by the man.
Yassa started her detergent and other factories with funds from family members. Elaine Allen, a professor at Boston's Babson College, says access to capital remains the biggest obstacle that female entrepreneurs must overcome, especially in Africa and the Middle East.
Culturally, not able to go into banks and deal with men. That is a cultural barrier. And so what we're seeing is microfinance is one way to get around this. And also, we have recommended that banks there hire women.
Discrimination against women goes even further, says Dalia Khalifa of the World Bank.
In many jurisdictions, we're finding that women are sometimes treated as legal minors, or they are not able to be full signatory to a contract or to represent themselves in courts.
Overall, the situation is improving. Men and women entrepreneurs are finding ways to obtain capital, and some governments are beginning to take action to make it easier to do business. Barry Wood, VOA News.